House, please come to order. Where is my sheet? Oh, there is my sheet. Would members please indicate their presence by voting? Representative Brown. Chief Clerk, please announce. Representative, excuse me. Madam Majority Leader.
36 members present.
Madam Speaker, no members are excused from call of the House today.
The invocation today is by the Chaplain, Reverend John Payton, Juneau Church of Christ. Would members please rise?
Dearest God, thank you for life and for the goodness in it. Thank you for the people, employees of our state, who thoughtfully administer and implement the legislation we develop. Thank you for our staffs, who typically go beyond the call of duty to serve Alaska's interest. Thank you for family, for friends, having to be away from their company on occasion during a session. We ask your safekeeping of them and grant safety in our own travels. Thank you for the children. They bring us tangible hope for a new day. Thank you for the elderly. They show us the way we must yet travel. We ask your blessing on them all. I come to you in the name of all that is good, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Representative Bundy, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Martin.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to move now to unanimous consent to prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. This brings us down a certification of the journal. Would the Chief Clerk please certify as to the correctness of the journal for the previous legislative day?
I hereby certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 101st legislative day.
Madam Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal as certified by the Chief Clerk be approved.
Hearing no objections, the journal will be approved as certified to the Chief Clerk. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Do we have guests to be introduced this day? Representative Davies.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to you, and I would ask the members to help me welcome my good friend Linda Schandelmeyer and her two daughters, Mara and Lauren, in the Parakovich Gallery.
Representative Mulder, you were seeking the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It gives me great pleasure in introducing a friend and constituent and teacher at one of my local schools. Please join me in welcoming Rod McCoy.
Representative Foster, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Leo Rasmussen, if you'll please stand, in the Taylor Gallery. Leo is a longtime former mayor of Nome, one of the inventors of the Iditarod race, currently the head of the Hope race, a joint American-Russian dog-mushing race. He's a former miner, a businessman in Nome. He's a past president of the AML and the Alaska Mayors Conference, former chair of the Alaska State Republican Party twice, and also twice a member of the Electoral College who voted for Reagan and Bush. Leo Rasmussen, he told me when we were coming in here that he staunchly believes in the two-party system, one on Friday night and one on Saturday night.
Representative Mackey, you were seeking the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to introduce a friend of mine in the Taylor Gallery. He's here for some meetings. He's from Kluwak, formerly a grand officer of the Alaska Native Brotherhood, and currently is a member of the Kuwakina Corporation Board of Directors, and a very longtime friend, Dewey Scan, Jr., if you help me welcome.
Madam Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It gives me great pleasure today to introduce a couple of my constituents and friends in the Paradovich Gallery, Brian Slavin with the Homer City Council and Rick Leland, City Manager of Homer. Madam Speaker, I'd like to also introduce one of my hardworking staff members that haven't been introduced yet this year, Kathy Engstrom, in the front.
Representative Davidson, you were seeking the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Speaker. I'd like to have the body help me welcome here to Juneau two borough assembly members from the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly, and that is Alan Osterman and Mike Milligan in the Paradovich Gallery.
Representative Tui, you were seeking the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, I'd like to introduce my the newest member of our family, the grandchild that we're expecting in August, and my daughter-in-law, Michelle.
Further guests to be introduced at this time? There being none, if anyone has arrived late and has not indicated their presence, please do so now. Brings us down to messages from the governor.
Dated April 22, in accordance with Alaska statutes, the following name is submitted for legislative confirmation to the position of Commissioner, Department of Corrections, Frank J. Pruitt, Jr.
This appointment will be referred to the Rules Committee.
The name of Lloyd G. Rupp for this position is hereby withdrawn, signed by the governor. I have no other messages from the governor.
Brings us down to messages from the other body.
A concurring message dated April 21. The Senate has passed committee substitute for House Bill number 216 Finance with the following amendment. Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 216 Rules, an act relating to power cost equalization and providing for an effective date by the Senate Rules Committee. It is returned for consideration. From the Senate dated April 21, the Senate has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill number 76 Finance, an act requiring regulations relating to pull tabs to be consistent with North American Gaming Regulators Association standards et al. It's transmitted for consideration.
I would like to say that I have waived reading this complete title on this bill. So when the clerk read that one brief statement et al., that referred to this ridiculous page and a half of the title. And I'm referring this bill to the Judiciary and Finance Committees. Representative Grusendorf.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, though many members may agree with you in relation with that title, please remember it is the reading of the title as required by the Constitution.
I understand that, and that's why I've had a portion of it read rather than the clerk having to read a page and a half. So we've read a portion, said et al. For the rest. Madam Minority Leader.
Well, Madam Speaker, I realize that this has happened before, but it's never happened quite to this extent that I recall. And frankly, Madam Speaker, I think that there is some justification for referring any bill with a title like this to every committee of the House. It's my personal feeling that the body that doesn't exist some days, or maybe does or maybe doesn't, is trying to force upon this body an entire piece of legislation with a title like this. And it seems to me highly inappropriate and, in a sense, casting upon this body an eye of complete distrust that they would send us a title like this. And, Madam Speaker, I would just urge you to express in the strongest language possible that this kind of an approach of dealing with another body of this legislature will not be tolerated.
Madam Minority Leader, your point is well taken, because it would appear from this title that this legislation was written not only for the other body, but for this body as well. Representative Martin?
Madam Speaker, I think you've done right on this bill, and I was wondering if some people in this state, I'm not talking about another body, but if they may be uninformed and think that we have a unicameral legislation.
I have no other messages from the Senate.
Communications.
I have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 81, an act relating to the Longevity Bonus Program, and recommended that it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 81 Finance with the same title. With individual recommendations, signing do pass, McLean, Larson, Martin, Hanley, and Parnell. Do not pass, Hoffman. No recommendation, Grusendorf, Navarre, Brown, Terrio, and Foster. Three fiscal notes were attached, and the report was signed by co-chairs Larson and McLean. HB 81 now goes to the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered House Bill Number 269, Appropriation Exxon Valdez Restoration Projects, and recommends that it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 269 Finance with the same title. Signing do pass, McLean and Martin. No recommendation, Larson, Hanley, Parnell, Grusendorf, Navarre, and Foster. Needs amendment, Hoffman, Brown, and Terrio. The report was signed by co-chairs Larson and McLean. HB 269 now goes to the Rules Committee. The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 171, Finance, AIDEA Bonds, Business Assistance Program. Signing do pass, McLean, Larson, and Martin. No recommendation, Hanley, Parnell, Grusendorf, Navarre, and Terrio. Needs amendment, Brown. A report was signed by co-chairs Larson and McLean. CSSB 171 Finance now goes to the Rules Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered CS for Senate Bill Number 178, Judiciary Amended Effective Date Failed, Civil Nuisance Actions, and recommends that it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 178, Judiciary with the same title. Signing do pass, Phillips and Porter. Do not pass, Nordland and Davidson. No recommendation, James, Green, and Cott. The report was signed by Chairman Porter. CSSB 178, Judiciary Amended Effective Date Failed, is further referred to the Finance Committee. I have no other reports of standing committees.
Reports of special committees.
The House Special Committee on Oil and Gas considered HCR 19, Encourage Sale of State Royalty Gas. Signing do pass, Cott, Green, Olberg, G. Davis, and Sanders. A zero fiscal note was attached, and the report was signed by Chairman Green. HCR 19 now goes to the Rules Committee. I have no other reports from special committees.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Honoring borough and local governments by Representative Phillips. Honoring emergency response teams, China Eastern Airlines incident by Representative Toohey and Senator Lehman. Honoring Eliza Jones by Representative Nicolai and Senator Lincoln. Honoring National Volunteer Week, April 18 to 24, 1993 by Senator Lehman. In Memoriam, Sarah J. Johns Hanbury by Representatives Grusendorf, Williams, and Senator Taylor. In Memoriam, Roxy Oyegak Sr. by Representative McLean and Senator Adams. In Memoriam, Colonel William Olmsted Erickson by Senator Taylor. I have no other introductions of citations or resolutions.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill Number 290 by Representative Mulder, entitled An Act Exempting Certain Sports Officials from Workers' Compensation Coverage.
Labor and Commerce and State Affairs Committees.
House Bill Number 291 by Representative Sanders, entitled An Act Establishing a Consumer Protection Intern Program at the University of Alaska.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance Committees.
I have no other bills for introduction.
I would, for the new members present, since we do have a bill here with this type of title, I'd like to explain to the new members what happens if at any time you have a bill that one body or the other cannot live under that title. What you do is you pass a concurrent resolution that allows you to change the title of a bill. It requires 27 votes in this body, 14 in the other, and since we know that, we can accept a bill title that has been written to conform to the entire contents of the bill. If it were not for the resolution, I think this would be a serious breach. Representative Porter.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Considering what you've just said, we have had that bill scheduled in the Judiciary Committee for Friday. We were not able to complete our agenda yesterday, and I would request permission of the body to waive the 24-hour rule or whatever it is that has to be waived so that we could hear that bill on Thursday this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
We have a very brief at ease. House, please stand at ease.
Back to order.
Representative Porter.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to rescind my motion to waive the 24-hour rule on this bill, SB 76, and announce that at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Without objection, your motion has been withdrawn. Representative Porter, you have the floor.
Thank you, ma'am. The remainder is that we will commence a work session on this bill at 1 p.m., and it is scheduled for a final hearing on Friday.
Madam Minority Leader.
Thank you. Madam Speaker, just for the information of the new members, the 24-hour rule is not waivable under our rules, and so it would require a concurrent resolution and a two-thirds vote of both bodies to suspend the rules to do that. I think it's also important to put on the record that you can't take official action at a work session, otherwise it would have the effect of, for all practical purposes, undoing the rules. So you could certainly have briefings at a work session and read through the long title, but actual official action must be taken by an official committee meeting. Thank you.
Madam Minority Leader is quite correct. You cannot waive the 24-hour notice requirement with the exception of passing a concurrent resolution, two-thirds votes of each body. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, just for clarification of the body, the committee is adequately aware that there can be no action and no votes taken in a work session. Considering the magnitude of this issue and the magnitude of the title, we figured we'd need a heads-up time on just going through the title. So that's the purpose of the work session today.
Thank you, Madam Minority Leader. Madam Majority Leader. One on this side, one on this. You're neither.
Madam Speaker, may we, with your permission, I'd like to move back up to introduction of guests.
We're under introduction of guests without objection.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We have a good friend of the university from Fairbanks, Mr. Phil Yonker, in the Perakovich Gallery. Well, I'd like the body to help me welcome him.
Other guests to be introduced at this time, Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I can't help but introduce another one of the members from Juneau's constituents. She's a good friend of many people in my district, have been a longtime advocate in the timber industry and lobbies for the Alaska Forest Association and other development interests, Thias Schopp in the Taylor Gallery.
Further guests to be introduced at this time, there being none, this brings us back down the calendar to consideration of the daily calendar, Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on CS for House Bill 54, Labor and Commerce.
You would like to bring up?
I would like to give notice of reconsideration. Bring up my
You would
vote.
Like to bring up the reconsideration at this time.
Right. I have to give notice, and then my next motion is, I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration on CS for House Bill 54, Labor and Commerce, be brought up at this time.
Very good. Would the clerk please read the title of that bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 54, Labor and Commerce, entitled An Act Relating to Telephone Caller Identification and Providing for an Effective Date.
Is there a debate? And hearing none, members may proceed to vote. If any member fail to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote, would the clerk please tally the board?
36 yeas, 2 nays.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 54, Labor and Commerce, with a new title, be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to give a notice of reconsideration on my vote on committee substitute House Bill 67, Finance, and I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on this bill be brought up at this time.
Is there objection? Hearing, doesn't matter if you object. The reconsideration has been brought up. Would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 67, Finance, entitled An Act Relating to Eligibility for and Payments of Public Assistance and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Hopefully everyone had a good sleep last night and will vote no on this bill to help the poor people out in this state. Thank you.
Representative Hanley, you were seeking the floor.
Brief at ease, please.
House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order.
Madam Speaker, can we have a brief at ease?
House, please stand at ease. Representative Hudson.
Madam Speaker, can we go back to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, we're under introduction of guests.
Madam Speaker, in the Warren Taylor Gallery are two of my neighbors, dear friends, a gentleman who was once my deputy commissioner when I was in the administration, a local businessman, and his wife, Dick and Dolores Smith. And if they would stand, please help me welcome. First time ever. Thank you.
Further guests to be introduced at this time, there being none, brings us back down the calendar to consideration of committee substitute House Bill 67, Finance. It's under reconsideration. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
23 yeas, 13 nays.
And so, committee substitute House Bill 67, Finance, has passed the House under reconsideration. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move the effective date clauses.
Effective date clauses have been moved. I think people are hungry for lunch too soon. Members, please take their seats so we can vote on the effective date clause. Representative Brown.
And I would urge members not to approve the effective date clause because it would be good for the people who will be having their benefits reduced to have some transition time, and not adopting the effective date will accomplish that.
Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Representative McLean. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
23 yeas, 17 nays.
And so, the effective date clause has failed to pass the House. Committee substitute House Bill 67, Finance, can now be transmitted.
Madam Speaker, can we have a very, very brief at ease?
To order, Madam Minority Whip.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion that I rescind my action on all bills.
There is objection. A motion is made to rescind. Representative Brown, would you please take your seat?
Madam Speaker, I'd like to call the House.
Representative Navarro.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would just speak in favor of the rescinding motion. It's not going to change the final outcome, but there were members off the floor. There was also some confusion because the vote happened so quickly after a fairly long at ease that I think there was some confusion. It won't change the final outcome. It's not expected to change the final outcome.
Representative Martin.
Well, I agree on only one point. There's been a lot of ad easies, but who's been taking them? To decrease confusion, I'd wonder if some of the minority would quit taking ad easies.
The call has not quite been satisfied. We have one member still off the floor. with the sergeant-at-arms, see if they can find Representative Bryce. Representative Mackey?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. To respond to the last speaker, I believe the representative next to me and the representative from Barrow had some reasons for at-eases as well, so that's not really not the case here. The only reason that I asked for an at-ease was to bring to your attention that there was some confusion on that vote, and I don't think that's out of line. As far as the rescinding action, I think it would just be a courtesy to allow for to members to correctly vote how they have consistently been voting on this particular issue. It's not some kind of a slick move to mess anybody up. It's just to get the record straight, and I think out of courtesy, there has been a lot of cooperation, and I think it's in order.
It's my hope that there has been a rescinding motion placed. There is objection. And I would think that the people's vote on the rescinding motion would be able to clarify their previous vote. Representative Navarre.
Madam Speaker, it can be interpreted any way that you want, but a rescinding motion is not a vote on the bill.
That is true. However, I have transmitted the bill in trying to accommodate people that have voted what they consider to be wrong. We're offering them an opportunity to clarify their own record by making a rescinding motion, although we have objected to rescinding our action. Members may proceed to vote. Representative Navarre, what is your point?
Well, my point of order is if we don't have the bill in this body, a rescinding motion is probably not available to us either.
We do not have the bill in the body. You heard me say whenever I read the reconsideration over and the effective date had failed, I said, please transmit the bill to the chief clerk. The chief clerk transmitted the bill. I'm trying to give your members an accommodation by the rescinding action, although we do not have the bill in this body. Were the rescinding action to pass, I'd have to send a letter to the other body asking that the bill be retransmitted. Members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? If any member wished to change their vote, would the clerk please tally the board?
17 yeas, 23 nays.
And so the rescinding action on passage of committee substitute House Bill 67 Finance has failed to pass the House. Representative Mackey, you're seeking the floor.
Just a question, Madam Speaker. The rules do allow for rescinding action once the reconsideration vote has been taken. Rescinding is not available while reconsideration still is available. So if 1 minute after the, you know, before there's any opportunity to rescind any action, I don't think that is quite in tune with what the rules should allow. So maybe that should be considered and wait longer than 30 seconds on transmitting
things. We have always transmitted bills in that fashion. We have never sat in here and waited for a rescinding action. And a letter appropriate can be appropriately sent. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration on my vote on committee substitute House Bill 119, Judiciary Amended, be taken up at this time.
The reconsideration is before us. Would the clerk please read the bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 119, Judiciary Amended, entitled An Act Authorizing a Sentencing Court to Impose a Sentence of a Day Fine instead of a Sentence of Imprisonment on a Defendant Convicted of a Misdemeanor, directing the Alaska Supreme Court to develop and implement a day fine plan, requiring the Alaska court system to report to the legislature on the use of day fines, amending Alaska Rule of Criminal Procedure 32, and providing for an effective date.
Sir, debate. You're in. Representative Bryce.
Just a point of information. Has the call been lifted since the motion has passed?
The call was on the bill that was the reconsideration motion. Call is lifted at this time unless someone wishes to place it on the calendar or on the bill that is before us. If people could try to refrain from going into the lounge eating, maybe we could get through at least the reconsiderations before that we break for lunch and committee meetings. The reconsideration is before us on committee substitute House Bill 119, Judiciary Amended. Is there a debate? Being no debate, members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote, Will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the clerk please tally the board?
39 yeas, 1 nay.
And so, Committee Substitute House Bill 119, Judiciary Amendment, has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 119, Judiciary Amended, with the new title, be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
Is there objection to adoption of the effective date clauses? Hearing none, the effective date clauses are adopted. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 119, Judiciary Amended, be considered the roll call on the amendment to Rule 32, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure.
Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment to the Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure? There being none, that amendment to the rules have been adopted. Madam Majority
Leader. Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the House Letter of Intent.
Is there objection to the adoption of the House Letter of Intent? There being none, that letter of intent has been adopted. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 160, title amended, be brought up at this time.
Clerk, please read the title of that bill.
House Bill number 160, title amended, entitled An Act Relating to the Time for Filing Certain Civil Actions Based on a Defect in an Improvement to Real Property and Providing for an Effective Date.
Is there a debate? Representative Finkelstein.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just encourage members to vote no. I think we discussed it plenty in the previous discussions. The bottom line is that there are victims involved, whether the event occurs in 10 years or 11 years. Thank you.
Representative Bryce, or excuse me, Davies.
Madam Speaker, I just wish to continue to register my opposition to this bill, which is, I think, among the worst kinds of public, it will result in very bad public policy.
Further debate? Being none, members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
27 yeas, 12 nays.
And so, House Bill 160, title amended, has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of House Bill 160, title amended, be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 253 be brought up at this time.
Clerk, please read the title of that bill.
House Bill number 253, entitled An Act Amending the Basis for Determining Refunds to Local Governments under the Program of Shared Fisheries Taxes and Providing for an Effective Date.
Debate. Representative Navarre.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to call the House.
House, please stand at ease. Madam Minority Leader. Representative Navarre.
Well, Madam Speaker, I'll... I was going to lift the call, but now we have other members who are off the floor.
They're not really off the floor. They're just kind of milling around.
Okay, I'll lift the call.
Representative Porter.
Madam Speaker, request to leave the body to move up the calendar to introductions very briefly.
Without objection, we're under introduction of guests.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It gives me great pleasure to introduce a constituent of mine from District 20, an assembly person for the Municipal Assembly in Anchorage, Dick Trainee.
Representative Gary Davis.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to introduce a guest down from my district and also my wife, Susan Davis.
Speaker's placing a call on the House. Other guests to be introduced, Representative Martin.
Madam Speaker, I don't have a guest, but I'd like to put a call on the House for the rest of the calendar.
Well, Representative Martin, I hope that you wouldn't do that. I hope you will lift the call, because if you don't, because of one person leaving, we will be in a position where we'll just have to recess before we finish these reconsiderations.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Madam Speaker, but I also feel some people are deliberately playing the game. And that's what gets me. If they have a reason to go off, I can understand, but I sometimes feel it's deliberate action being done to hold up the process.
You're entitled to your opinion, however. I don't believe that's the case in this instance. Representative Davies.
Madam Speaker, I just want to indicate that is simply not the case in this instance. The fact of the matter is that the Interior delegation has a brown bag that's scheduled every Thursday at noon. We have the Chancellor from the University down here. Representative Bryce is trying to, or the representative behind me from Fairbanks is trying to be polite and have somebody in the room when the Chancellor shows up. So it's not a matter of deliberate sliding of this body. It's a matter that we're trying to keep several balls in the air at the same time.
Representative Martin.
Madam Speaker, as the chairman of that committee, Finance Committee, I belong there too. I think this is a priority that has to be done in cooperation with all of us.
I'll
lift it up, but I hope that some of them get the message. It comes a time when they should cooperate.
If we could just finish this bill, I had hoped that we could get through the reconsiderations by noon. However, if we are not going to be able to do that, we will try to do one more, then we will recess for lunch and committee meetings, and we will come back at 5 o'clock and do the calendar. Is there further debate on House Bill 253? The Speaker is lifting the call that she placed at this time. There being no further debate, members may proceed to vote. The clerk had already read the title of that bill. However, I will ask the clerk to read the bill again. Please clear the board. Would the clerk please read the title of that legislation again?
House Bill number 253, entitled An Act Amending the Basis for Determining Refunds to Local Governments under the Program of Shared Fisheries Taxes and Providing for an Effective Date.
Is there further debate? Representative Navarre.
Madam Speaker, I'll give a brief explanation of the bill. What this does is reflect that there are administrative costs to the program, and it shares those administrative costs between the beneficiaries of the shared fisheries tax program, that is, the municipalities and the state.
Further debate? Being none, members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
27 yeas, 12 nays.
And so House Bill 253 has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of reconsideration on House Bill 253 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Sir, objection. Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. We have one more.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration on my vote for committee substitute House Bill 275, finance title amended, be brought up at this time.
Clerk, please read the title of that bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill 275, finance amended, entitled An Act Relating to the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute and a Salmon Marketing Tax and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would just rise in opposition of this bill and ask members to vote no, because all it is more taxes that the fishermen are going to have to pay.
Further debate? Being none, members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote, would the clerk please tally the board?
24 yeas, 15 nays.
And so, Committee Substitute House Bill 275, Finance Amended, has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage... Oh, I'm sorry.
Move the effective date.
Madam Speaker, I move the effective date clauses.
In my younger days, I stressed freedom. In my older days, I stressed order. I've come to realize that freedom is a product of order. Therefore, I will be orderly.
Will the clerk please read the first item appearing on today's calendar?
House Bill number 167 by Representative Hanley, entitled An Act Relating to Air Quality Control and the Prevention, Abatement, and Control of Air Pollution, Relating to Civil and Criminal Penalties, Damages, and Other Remedies for Air Quality Control Violations, Clarifying the Definition of Hazardous Substance to Include Releases and Threatened Releases to the Atmosphere, amending the lien provisions relating to the oil and hazardous substance release response fund, relating to inspection and enforcement powers of the Department of Environmental Conservation, and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 167 and recommended that it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 167 Judiciary with a new title, signing do pass, Cott, Phillips, James, and Porter, do not pass, Nordland and Davidson, no recommendation, Green. A fiscal note was attached and the report was signed by Chairman Porter. The Finance Committee considered House Bill number 167 and recommended that it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 167 Finance with a new title, signing do pass, McLean, Larson, Martin, Parnell, Hanley, Grusendorf, Terrio, and Foster. No recommendation, Hoffman, Navarre, and Brown. Two fiscal notes were attached, and the report was signed by co-chairs Larson and McLean. I have the CS on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Just a moment, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Finance CS is adopted. The clerk have amendments.
No, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 167 Finance with a new title be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection?
Check.
There is objection. Yes?
Just a brief at ease, Madam Speaker.
House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. There was objection. The bill will appear on tomorrow's calendar in third reading. The clerk, please read the next item appearing on today's calendar.
House Bill number 209 by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee entitled An Act Relating to Community Health Aid Grants. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill number 209, signing due pass, Tui, Williams, Willis, Davies, Sanders, and Olberg. A zero fiscal note was attached, and the report was signed by Chairman Olberg. The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill number 209, signing due pass, Vesey, Ulmer, B. Davis, Olberg, G. Davis, Sanders, and Cott. The report was signed by Chairman Vesey. The Finance Committee was waived. I have no amendments, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 209 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
There is objection. Who objected? Representative Bundy. Would the House please stand at ease? Bundy.
I remove my
objection. Thank you. Being no further objection, would the clerk please read the bill for the third and final time?
House Bill number 209, entitled An Act Relating to Community Health Aid Grants.
Third debate. Hearing none, members proceed to vote. If any member fail to vote, she's messed up the board. Take your votes back. Members may proceed to vote. If any member fail to vote, will the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the clerk please tally the board?
30 yeas, no nays.
And so House Bill 209 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item appearing on today's calendar.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill number 249 by Representative G. Davis, entitled An Act Relating to Persons Whose Occupations Involve Electrical or Mechanical Equipment and Systems and Providing for an Effective Date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered sponsor substitute for House Bill number 249, signing due pass, Sitton, Mackey, Mulder, Williams, and Hudson, no recommendation, Porter. A fiscal note was attached and the report was signed by Chairman Hudson. The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill number 249 and recommended that it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 249 State Affairs with a new title, signing due pass, Vesey, Ulmer, B. Davis, Olberg, G. Davis, Sanders, and Cott. A fiscal note was attached, and the report was signed by Chairman Vesey. I have the CS on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker. Moving to ask you that.